We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Time now for the Richmond Market Minute, and Mike Lavery with Wells Fargo Advisors joins us. And you have had quite the workout this week, Mike. What is the latest on yesterday's stock market numbers?
John, it is just a continuation of the consolidation, the correction, and we can call it a correction now because the S&P is down just a little bit over 10%. And I'm trying to think of the famous saying, when everybody else around you is panicking, but you're not, it's just that you don't understand the gravity of the situation.
And I'm
trying to panic, but I absolutely cannot do it, not given what's going on in the market. This is still, don't laugh, folks, very important. In terms of the action, if you want to get out of stocks, you can get out of stocks. And I don't care if you're a big institution or a small investor, the system is working fine. You can buy and sell anything you want to. We're not seeing a crazy flight to quality, meaning all of the money isn't running out of the stock market and back into the bond market. It's getting spread out in a variety of other areas. And John, I do like to look at some historic content. You know, that tell us what's going to happen. Can remind us of what has happened and maybe how we should react to it. If you want to find out the last time we had this abrupt pullback in a market of, say, 10% or more, you have to go back all the way to January of 2016.
Okay.
Yeah, begin me. John, in January of 2016, we lost 11% in the market, a little bit more than we've lost so far in the S&P 500, mm-hmm. And we did it in 13 days. Did it in 3 weeks, but there were 13 of those days when the market went down 1% per day. And that certainly wasn't the end of the world. You look at a 1,000-point pullback in the Dow, the last of those, you have to go all the way back to August of 2015. And remember, that was a bigger move, 1,000 points off that base then. And I'm trying to remember back then what we were worried about, Greece. Is that what we were worried about, I think, in August of 15? So these sort of volatility bouts are nowhere near unprecedented, John, and they're not even that far back in history. But that just shows you, when we talk about that, 400-plus days where we didn't have a 5% pullback, that was the anomaly. That was the weird part. That's what never happens. What's happening right now, we don't like it. But it happens. It's even happened fairly recently for all of us. So, like I said, I'm trying to panic, but I really can't do it because the system is working fine. And so if you want to get out of stocks, you have to be able to get out of them, and that's what's happening right here. But somebody is going to buy these things on the low.
And
look prescient when it happens.
I got you. So, again, tried to help put things in perspective, and I did not realize that you didn't have to go that far back to see a drop like this. With the drop we have seen so far this week, where does that put us? Does that just rewind us to December of 2017?
You've lost about 2 months of the most recent rally. So yeah, you're back to where we were in November-ish. So it's not like it's a long, long time. I have clients that have taken vacations longer than that. So so you're not going to notice that dramatic a move here. But you don't want to do anything rash. I'm not saying don't do anything. If this has impacted you emotionally, if it's impacted you financially, you need to find a better place for yourself. But please don't do anything rash. Do things incrementally. Do things in smaller steps, and you'll be able to come through this thing just fine.
Okay. I appreciate it, Mike. It's good to have that perspective. And I still have my my conspiracy question to ask you, but we're going to save that for next week when we have more time to actually dissect it, and maybe things are a little more stable. I appreciate it.
From your lips to God's ear.
All right. Mike Lavery with Wells Fargo Advisors. Always appreciate you joining us live here on Richmond's Morning News.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.